Blog Talk Radio.
Like I have 4 years. I'm in the living room, banging on an old upright, where my world began. Discovering the music that the child I was, before I became the man that I am.
How you picture the big dude you meet on the Blog Talk Radio Network? I'm Burke Allen, and today we're talking about sex, and more specifically, sex in literature, erotic literature, with author Jeannie Ainslie. And she first started writing erotic literature, 30 years ago. Her first book, Angela, was a bestseller. The sequel, some 30 years later, is A Country Girl, and it's available at bookstores everywhere, and of course at acountrygirl.com. And if you'd like to join in the conversation, we would love to hear from you. Our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Jeannie, first of all, welcome to the program, and congratulations on writing the sequel to Angela, A Country Girl.
Thank you very much, Burke, and I'm really happy to be on your show.
Now, as I read about you, and I just thought it was fascinating, all the information that you had included about sort of the trials and tribulations you went through in writing that first book, and then, of course, coming back and writing A Country Girl. How is it that a young, beautiful lady like yourself, some 30 years ago, gets into the world of erotic literature?
Well, Burke, you have to go back to why I got into it in the first place, and that was in 1970, and I was an experienced writer and trying to get my short stories published and not getting anywhere except, you know, favorable rejection letters. So I decided to write. A bestseller, and I was encouraged by a certain book at the time, Penelope Ash, Anonymous. And I thought, well, I can do the same. And so I set about to put down on paper all those fantasies that had been in my head for the last 10 years, based on crushes of real people. And in fact, I wrote that first book in about 30 days. It was just a tour de force, and then a couple of months, you know, polishing it up and so forth. So I didn't decide 30 years later to get into that field. I had this, what I considered to be a little gem, because it was a bestseller, sold over 61,000 copies with Dell, paperback original, back in the days when paperbacks were 35 cents a copy. And so I had this book that I wanted to get back into the market, you know, because I loved the book, and
sure.
that's why I decided to get it back into print, and then got back into print with Blue Moon, and it did very well there. And then Blue Moon no longer exists, so I was faced with the problem: how do I get this best-selling erotic novel back to the readers? And that's why I went to self-publishing. So that's sort of the history. It's the book for me is like a love affair, and I would never give it up, and I just persisted through all that time.
We're talking with Jeannie Ainslie. She's a best-selling writer of erotic fiction. And the old adage, of course, Jeannie, is that sex sells. Now, clearly, in your case, it has for over 30 years.
Yeah.
But why? Have you ever thought about, and I'm sure you have down through the years, what is it that attracts people to erotic literature? Why does sex sell?
Oh, that's like asking about the birds and the bees. I mean, sex is a basic component of our lives. It sort of drives so much of our interests and so forth, and then people have a curiosity. You like to, well, basically to read erotica, and good erotica, not just the porn kind of stuff that is sort of insulting in certain ways. People want to get excited. I mean, being excited is fun, and they're curious about sex. And they want to learn what to do and how to do it. But I think mainly it's just the pleasure of reading and getting stimulated and being taken to places that you haven't been, and maybe fantasies that you've never even thought of. It just expands your universe, as does any other good fiction. Erotica is just one niche subsection, and but that's what good literature should do.
We're talking with author Jeannie Ashley about erotic literature and her latest book, A Country Girl, which is a sequel to her bestseller, Angela. And I recently read reviews of erotic literature to prepare for our conversation today. And Jeannie, I was fascinated. Instead of doing, the sort of 1 to 4 stars, it was steamy, steamier, steamiest, and wow, yeah, I need a shower, that kind of thing. So where does A Country Girl fit into all that?
I'll tell you, if you don't mind, Burke, I just want to correct, it's Jeannie Ainsley, not Ashley.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That was Penelope Ash, the New York Times bestseller that inspired me. Yes, so I just wanted to let your listeners know I am Jeannie Ainsley. And where does my book stand? Well, I'll tell you, today, many, many years later, I pick it up, and I'm just sort of overwhelmed. I can't believe that I had the courage and to write so honestly and that kind of thing. So I would put it at you gave excuse me, you gave your ranking. I put it at 10 for steaminess. It's the kind of book that you certainly can't read it all at once. You have to stop and sort of maybe take a break.
and what I'm saying. There's imaginations to decide what happens during that break.
And also that's why it's so good to read to your partner. And I've had a lot of feedback about my book from directors and writers, and all the same comments about basically how hot it is. It'd be very good for your listeners to read to each other, but they wouldn't get too far, maybe a couple pages, and then they'd have to put it on the book stand. Or the
put it on the bed
side, beside the bed. Yes. Yeah.
Jeannie Ainsley is our guest today. The book is A Country Girl. It's available at acountrygirl.com. And when you wrote your first book, Angela, back in 1975, did people around you treat you differently? Were you looked at in a different light, maybe looked down on in your area? I know that it must have been, especially some 30 years ago, a big step out for you.
Burke, that wasn't a problem. I was totally undercover. We're talking back in the 70s. We didn't have the internet. That kind of literature was, if you wanted to go to a bookstore, if you knew about it, you could find it. But I wrote under a pseudonym, and Diane Black was a pseudonym, and I had a husband, parents, two children, one actually at the time when I wrote the book. So it was a secret endeavor. I sat at my little wooden kitchen table and wrote this. These were all my fantasies, and I was writing to that one person, that one reader. It was a communication, me to that reader. And as it turned out, there were over 61,000 readers. But no, I was completely underground, and people would get curious and ask, and I wouldn't even tell them the title or anything, because I wanted to keep the two worlds separate. But then when we reach the age, or the time we're in now, with the internet and explosion of information, the cat's out of the bag, was out of the closet, and you can't hide in a bookstore and no one knows who you are because you're writing under pseudonym. And I decided, and I was encouraged actually by adult children to use my real name. I didn't want to cause any problems for them. So that just shows the progress of time, communication. I originally wrote in a different age where this exactly what you say. People might, eyebrows raised, they have a curiosity, but you're in that sort of zone. And now it's not a problem whatsoever. I didn't have that problem then. I was very protective. But the internet took that away.
I think those days are behind you.
They are behind you. Totally. No place to hide anymore.
Jeannie Blave. The book is A Country Girl. It's available at acountrygirl.com. And Jeannie Ainslie's book is the story of Angela, a country girl, and her sexual awakening. And it is the sequel to her bestseller, Angela, that was written in, and released by Dell back in 1975. Now, you wrote this as a very, this first book is a very young lady, and of course you came back and touched on these themes as a more mature lady. Were there writers that influenced you in the meantime that perhaps you weren't exposed to when you wrote that first book, and who are they?
That's a really good question. Actually, I came to the first book, Angela, so-called fully formed as a writer. My background is science, but I love literature and art. And I taught myself how to write, and I did that by studying intensively all my favorite authors like Camus, Hemingway, Faulkner, etc. So when I was writing Angela, I knew my craft. And at that time, the writers of influence were already in my mind. My favorite writer, and he's a wonderful man, is James Salter. He was a strong influence back in 1966. He wrote A Sport and a Pastime, and I read that book, and I thought, oh, this is, you know, this was sort of opened the door, like, yeah, I can be bold like that. And so the influences came a long time ago, and not to say that I'm not receptive to any new information, but I all that took place before, and so that's, it wasn't like years later, I was awakened to something. I was awakened back then.
If you're a fan of erotic literature, there's an excerpt of A Country Girl at the website at countrygirl.com, and it is indeed very steamy. And here's a great question that came into us via email, Jeannie, and I'll pass it along to you for your thoughts. Is there a difference, and if so, what is the difference between erotica, which you write, and porn?
Okay, that's something I thought about a lot. There is definitely a difference. Erotic and porn, they use the same words, same explicit words to arouse sexually, and they're both about sexual desire, anticipation, and arousal. the difference is that porn is stimulating our erogenous zones, and erotica engages our imagination and sexual fantasy. What drives the language in erotica is passion and intoxication. Now, porn lacks magic and imagination, and porn is about instant gratification, and it can be derogatory to women. Erotica connects, porn disconnects, and erotica celebrates sexual union. The erotic is a mutual relationship, whereas porn is object-oriented. The other is seen as object. There is no love in porn and no infatuation. So I don't know if that gives you an idea of, you know, the same words, trying to arouse, so forth. But
very clear delineation between the two, and I think you state your case very well.
Thank you.
We have about 30 seconds left, and I have to ask the question that's on my mind. How much of you and what happens in your erotic literature is you? How much of the author is in these characters like Angela?
100%. I'm Angela, and I chose that name. And now I have to clarify that, though. 100% of me, and I chose the name Angela. This is going way back, 1970, because she was an angel to man, and Angela wasn't a popular name at that time. But the thing is, you have to write from life. You have to be authentic. The emotion, the feeling, you can't get that passion and that intensity if it is not real. But what you do, you make up the storyline. And, for instance, in my book, nothing is as it seems. It's like Alice in Wonderland. You pick and you choose, and it's a mix of reality and fantasy, and that's what the writer does. So there's authenticity, emotional authenticity in the book. You can't write that kind of stuff if you don't feel it. But you change around and you change what really happened, and this is where Leap into the Fantasy, I set it up with a reality base because all the characters were based on real life people that I had crushes on, and I was thinking about it for 10 years before I wrote that. But then I went into the fantasy, so the reader will never know what happened and what didn't and what was imagined, but I, the author, know.
And if you want to know more about A Country Girl and author Jeannie Ainslie, the website is acountrygirl.com. And if you'd like a personally autographed copy, there's actually a phone number that our listeners can call to get one. Is that right?
Yeah, my toll-free number that they'll find on the website, and I can give it to you now. It's 877-7303-JOY, and JOY being 569, and I'll send the reader, your listener, a personalized signed copy. And my book is also available in any of the bookstores and Amazon, but they won't get that personalized copy. And just a little caveat here, when Blue Moon went out of print, A Country Girl, I was stunned that on the internet it was selling for, which is crazy, like $165.
Wow.
I still have some copies of Blue Moon in a box in my cover, and I'm thinking, well, I should put them on.
Put them on eBay.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, you know, there's some value to having a signed copy from the author.
I couldn't agree more, and I wish you much success with A Country Girl and with your literature. And you've been fantastic with answering our questions very frankly and honestly. Jeannie Ainslie is the guest. The book is A Country Girl. The website is acountrygirl.com. Jeannie, thanks for being on WAMS today.
Thank you very much, Bert.